You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
This is Ashley Winch in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, May 16th, episode 3693. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World! Happy Friday, friends! Today, we're hopping in my time machine and revisiting an episode from December 2022, where Glenn and Jamie were joined by Danny Warrington from Landsafe. Because as we all know, if you're riding, there's a chance you can fall. And wouldn't it be great to land safely? Glenn geeks out and goes down a rabbit hole about saloon doors. And of course, it's everybody's favorite part of Fridays, really bad ads. But first, some words from our sponsors. As horse owners, we have an unlimited supply of love for our animals, but we tend to underestimate the cost of their care. Routine and unexpected expenses can quickly add up, making it hard to keep pace. Wouldn't it be great to always be prepared with a budget-friendly way to manage these costs? The Care Credit Health and Animal Care Credit Card can give you that financial peace of mind. With flexible financing from Care Credit, you can get the care your horse needs, then pay over time in easy monthly payments. You can use Care Credit at more than 25,000 veterinary hospitals that accept the card, and use it to pay for everything from diagnostics and surgery to wellness exams and routine care. Care Credit, it's your card for a lifetime of care, subject to credit approval. To learn more and apply, visit carecredit.com/vetmed.
By the way, I'm glad it's Friday, and I'm Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, December 2nd, episode 3071, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I want a Wintec saddle for Christmas. Only a Wintec saddle will do. Jamie and Jen both have one. I heard it on Horses in the Morning. I can see me now saddling my horse. And if he gets it dirty, I can hose it off. I want a Wintec saddle, dressage for Christmas. Only a Wintec saddle will do dressage.
I feel like that was a stretch, but I'm going to let it slide for the effort.
What do you think? Which kind do you think she wants? I have no idea. I couldn't tell.
I think she's really interested in a jump saddle or all-purpose.
That was Megan Mitchell. Thank you, Megan, for sending that in. That's funny. I have to send that to Wintec.
Oh, for sure.
That was funny. And if you want to enter into the saddle giveaway, you still have time. We're taking entries up until the 15th. That means you have 13 days to enter. And I know some of you out there that used to sing songs and send in poems and stuff from Radiothon are still waiting in the wings. So get your creative juices flowing and send us. I probably have 6 more. So we need more if we're going to keep playing these every episode through
They're
the holidays.
They're so entertaining. Megan, great job.
I know. We need more. So send them in. Go to horseradionetwork.com and click on the banner at the top of the page. So I need to also let everybody know, and thank you. Even Kayla contacted me yesterday along with a couple of others. Remember I said our truck was in the shop and we're going,
I do remember.
We're going for this little show this weekend, and Jennifer was checking on getting a horse trailer and we're camping and all of that stuff. Well, the truck was fixed on Wednesday afternoon. So we got the truck back and we can go, and Jennifer's very excited and Scooter's very excited to go away. Well, he doesn't know yet, but he'll be excited to go away.
He's going to like it.
He's going to be excited to go away. And we're going to go camping this weekend and do this little show, which is a kind of a trail. They have an in-hand class, which is what Jennifer's taking Scooter in. And it's obstacles. So, and he loves that stuff. I mean, if you know the noodle curtain walls and stuff like that,
yeah.
Scooter just thinks that's the best fun ever. you know, so he'll be doing that. And then I think Jennifer's doing a trail obstacle thing riding Nigel. And it's at a campground that's outside of Ocala. So you camp and you have fun and you take the ponies and do stuff. And they have stalls there. So because I wouldn't trust Scooter tied to the trailer for a weekend. That wouldn't
work. Oh, well. Gosh, no.
He wouldn't be there in the morning. So that's what we're doing this weekend. So thank you to everybody who was volunteering to help get the horses there. We appreciate it. But it looks like we can do it now. All right, coming up on today's show, we have Dan Warrington of Land Safe. He's joining us to talk about falling safely off your horse. I guess there's a clinic in your area. I know there's clinics everywhere, but
yeah, there is.
Yeah, and I know some of our listeners have done it in the past. I got curious about saloon doors, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why later. But I got curious, so I went and dove into the history of saloon doors, and the question is, are they real or were they just made for the movies? And then we have some more entries for the saddle giveaway. And I also have some gift ideas that we got from our listeners. And these are all small businesses, people who just make the stuff themselves. So we're going to have some recommendations for you from our listeners for small businesses that you can go to and put the links in the show notes. And also, as always, we have some really bad ads. Okay, so today's one of those days. You only get first names. Happy birthday to Kara, Angela, Adrian, Colleen, and Anne. Happy birthday, Colleen. Yes, to all of you. Happy birthday. And you didn't get last names because you picked hard ones today. So
no, Kara Fleckenstein, Angela Pernosel, Adrian Mormon, Colleen Nolan Tran, Anne Mabardi. That's not that hard. I might have screwed those up, but you think Prenosil.
I don't know about Prenosil. I don't know.
Or Prenosil. I don't know.
I don't know how you say that.
But again, you just say it and you own it.
Yeah, but when I own it, you pick on me, so I don't say it anymore.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited, you guys. We're going to do a all hosts holiday episode. How long has it been since we've done that?
I think it's been a couple years since we did it. Yeah, we're not calling it all hosts anymore because, to be honest, there's about 60 hosts now on the Horse Radio Network. So these are the shows that we own that are our shows, Dressage and Retired Racehorse, ours.
I was going through the thing and like Philip and Reese are going to be there and Joy and Kristen and Lisa.
And this will be Joy and Kristen's first time, I think.
We haven't done it in a long time. I remember we did it one time when I was in Arizona and I was on vacation when we recorded it.
You're always doing something the night we do this.
Yeah.
I remember you always showing up about 2 minutes ahead of time because you had a party or there was always something.
Well, I think you booked it during karate time, so I'll be coming at you live from the dojo. Just kidding. I'll try to stay home for that. Yeah!
And for those who don't know what it is, what we do is we try and get a bunch of hosts together and we're all basically on at the same time and we take listener questions about shows and, you know, the year and things like us, you know, things like that. And then we try to out
embarrass each other.
That's basically it. And it's mostly holiday related. So we play it on all the different feeds during the holidays. We'll play it on this show too. You're right. We haven't done one in a while. And I think there was one year there were like 10 people on, which was way too many. But this year we should have about 8 and a couple of them are newbies. So, and I also invited Lisa this year because Lisa's really become a host on this show. As much as we've been out, she's like a regular host on this show.
She's just such a voice of reason.
Yes,
so.
Yes, she's the one that can keep us all straight. And I want to thank Philip from the Dressage Show for reminding me that I needed to book that. So thank you, Philip. I appreciate that. But we should do that again. It's been a while. And do you have any new horses in?
I picked up a new horse yesterday, and I get another one tomorrow. Update on baby Groot. You know, he was here. The person I sold him, Groot was my makeover horse. Let me get back up a little bit. He's the one I took to the Thoroughbred makeover. He was awesome. I ended up selling him afterwards. And the person that bought him left him fairly unworked, unused for 3 years. And so he was sent back to me to retrain. And miracle of miracles, like he just immediately remembered everything. So he is now going to live with a very, very capable 15-year-old girl. I'm so excited. And she is so in love with him. So it's great. I'm really excited for his future. I just wanted to update you guys on him because people were asking me why I haven't posted about him, because he's now going to live with a 15-year-old. And I'm super thrilled for him. So there's that. And then I got a beautiful chestnut in. Oki Strong is his name. And then I'm getting another one tomorrow. So I'll keep you guys posted.
Is Oki Strong the one you posted a picture of that looks like his neck is enormous?
You know what? I don't know why it looked like that in the picture, but he's not ridiculous.
It looked like he was a football player.
I was trying to post the fact that it looks like somebody was trying to paint his blaze down his face, and he like looked to the side and they just kept going down. So it's like blaze goes from the front, like whoop, around his nose. It's such a strange marking.
I never noticed his face because I was just looking at what looked like his huge, enormous neck.
I don't know. I was just trying to, it was a video and I screenshotted it to get a good picture of his blaze. You know what I've realized is I can't post videos on my business page anymore, but I can post pictures and then put a video in the comments. That is because of all of the
worry too much. You should just keep posting them. Just don't worry about those people.
I can't stand it. It frightens me that there's like Arabic
men.
Just don't worry
Brazilian
about it.
Just keep posting.
I don't know. It just seems weird. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. Someone get murdered.
I know it. You could do that as a private page, but then you can't share the.
Point is that people can see these horses and share them.
Just not
all
worry
that.
About it. Just think of the horses. Just don't worry about it. Put all that all aside. Go. What do you think these YouTubers do? I mean, YouTube. You think that's a cesspool? YouTube comments are awful.
Oh my gosh! It's not even the comments. Like, it's just the fact that, like, I just feel like. Creeped out. It's creepy.
You just got to put that aside. You got to.
I'm going to block the right one day. They're all going to fall.
I mean, they're not even spamming you either.
No, I get messages all the time.
Do you? Yeah.
And they'll be like in Arabic. And I, how am I supposed to respond to that? And then Facebook's like, you haven't responded to Omar's message. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah,
what
we get that. If it makes you feel any better, we do get those on our business pages too. And I just delete them.
I don't like it.
Just have to go. God, don't ever go on YouTube. You will hate it over there.
No, I'm not going to do it. One thing is that people are always like, do you have Instagram? Do this. I was like, I have enough. It's enough.
And you know what's funny is, you know, we watch a lot of YouTube and I look at the comments sometimes when I'm going, okay, I wonder if they're getting comments about this particular thing, right? And it's always half and half. Half the comments are in favor and half the comments are like, I can't believe you said that. You know, it's always half and half.
Yeah.
It never fails. Really never fails. All right. Let's get to our first guest right after this word from Kentucky Performance Products.
She swallowed hard as they walked into the start box. She could feel his muscles tense under her leg. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have a great ride. She didn't have to ask. He galloped out of the box and across the field toward their first training level course. His ears pricked. Her heart pounded. He attacked each obstacle with confidence, clearing them with room to spare. A huge smile broke out on her face as she crossed through the finish flags. She leaned forward and buried her face in his neck. Their bond of love and trust blocked out all else. This love story is brought to you by Elevate. Research proven to have superior bioavailability. Elevate supplies the essential vitamin E often missing from the equine diet. Its all-natural formula supports healthy muscle and nerve functions. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
So we have Danny Warrington coming up from LandSafe, but I wanted to ask you real quick, do you still use Kentucky Performance Products?
Oh my God. I have a problem. So I buy them in the like giant tubs and right now a giant tub of microphase that's in my tack room, my feed room, and Miles, my Andalusian, because he barely eats any grain. He also gets a couple ounces of that. And then Ace, all of my thoroughbred, young thoroughbred, also gets microphase. And then every day I make a big smoothie. I call it my smoothie. It's alfalfa pellets and beet pulp and some probiotics. And then I take the Summer Games electrolytes. And I put it in there and like blend it. I'm like a witch's brew. You know? Everybody gets some of that. And then my new thoroughbred Red is all on the vitamin E, the powder. So he gets that. So yes,
I guess yes is the answer.
I'm waiting for their next sale to come on too. They'll do once a year the 20% off and free shipping. I don't know how she makes any money doing that, but that's when I buy just giant
those big
tubs.
Buckets.
Yeah.
I mean, they must cost $60 to ship.
I know. But I'm like, you offered it, so I'm going to take it. Never pay retail. No, but seriously, their products are awesome. And I mean, I wish I could get more, but I would just feed supplements all the time. I'm like, we love feeding our horses supplements. We feel like we're doing better for them. It's true.
All right, let's go to Danny Warrington from Land Safe. Well, hi, Danny. Thanks for joining us today. We're coming back, actually. It's been 4 years since you've been on.
Oh, wow. Time flies, huh?
Yeah. I think we had you on soon after you started Land Safe. But for those that don't know, what is Land Safe? What do you guys do?
So we have a safety, we call it our fall safety training program. And we've matched gymnastics with a simulator, and we teach people how to impact the ground better. I just did an interview the other day, and people are like, well, what about this and what about that? I'm like, I don't teach people how to fall, and we teach them how to impact the ground better, try to reduce that impact, protect that head and that neck, get into a better shape so that they roll and don't take such a direct impact.
What's the most, I don't know if it's a mistake because you got thrown off your horse, right? But
the mistake was getting on.
Yeah, exactly. Riding in the first place. I'm a driver, so I agree with that, by the way. So what is the thing, though, that causes the most injuries? It's when you hit your head, your neck, or, you know, doesn't it matter? Just
yeah, so we focus on head and neck injury. So catastrophic injury. So direct head and back and crush injury are the two things that we sort of really focus on. I'm not too bothered about, you know, sprained and broken arms and wrists and collarbones and legs and things like that. I mean, yeah, we can help you with an emergency dismount, learn how to not roll an ankle or break a knee or blow out an ACL or something like that. But really, we're trying to get you to let go of those reins and get your hands out to protect your head and your neck and decelerate that impact. And then teaching you to look for a way out when a horse is going down. And so that you can get away and get out of that circle of rotation get away from that crush injury. Sorry.
It's okay. So you do these clinics, and my question is, muscle memory is important in cases like this, right? Can people learn enough in a weekend that it will stick? Am I asking that right?
Yeah. And I think that that's a fair question. I think, the answer to that is yes. And the reason we say yes is because we've now, like, I used to say, yeah, you know, I've tried to talk my way through it. Now I'm like, yeah, we have so many emails and so many videos of people that have gone through the program and then had a fall and done what we've told them to do and pretty much been very successful. So yes, I would like people to take the course multiple times. Right. But you know, to take it once is greatly helpful. To take it twice is even more helpful. To do it once a year is great. And we decelerate, shorten the length of time that you're in the program as you go through. Like, we have level two is the same time, same amount of time as level one. Level three is a lot shorter. Level three is sort of one day. And then we have what we call a refresher, which is basically like half an hour. And so, you know, if you really want to be into learning and educating your kids and building a program and making a part of your program, then that's what we recommend, surely. But yes, absolutely. One session makes a difference.
Is there thing
the last time we had him on, actually, Glenn, was the time that I was jumping Zeus and he just didn't get his front end up over the pole and he took a tumble and I just went plat right down on the ground. And I think remembering back, we had Danny on right afterwards. I was like, oh man, if only I had known to tuck and roll like y'all thought, because that was it. When you just kind of pancake like that. But that's what that's the moment what you're training people to do kind of comes into action, is that immediate how to put yourself in the better situation as opposed to just hitting the ground.
Yeah. I often ask the question, where is the air mask on an airplane?
Comes from down from the ceiling.
Comes down from the ceiling. What do you do in a rotational flow?
Fly through the air.
There you go. There you go. Right? So,
oh, yeah. I was like, what's the answer to this? I just hit the ground. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Exactly. There you go. Right? So you have no clue. And that's fine. Right? And that's what we teach you. Right? That's what we talk you through. We talk you through that last 500 milliseconds, which is, or actually the average fall, just from, and not, this isn't counting like the time that it starts. This is the top of the horse to the ground takes 750 milliseconds. That's before he stumbles, before he roots, before he bucks the first time, right? So when you talk about fall time, if you start to talk about the reaction time, you actually can build seconds into a fall time, not just microseconds, right? Or fractions of seconds, right? You can build seconds into it if you're honest, right? If you don't, and I'm not saying that every fall happens that way, but I'm saying most falls do. So in the fact that if there's enough time to think, oh crap, and there's enough time to do something.
Isn't the mind amazing, though, that because you're talking about, you know, a second to 3 seconds at the most, right? But it gives isn't it amazing that your mind has the ability to comprehend what it needs to do in that period of time while you're still panicking that you're or surprised or in shock that you're falling off in the first place?
If you have information to find, right? Like, that's the thing. If it's a blank slate up there, there's no information to gather. And so the brain does do that scan and finds no information. If there is information up there, it will find the information and produce the result.
So
I just went through a high intensity course this weekend and, for another thing, but you know, it was amazing how they teach very much the same way we teach, right? Repetitive, 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 basic movements, basic skills, basic movements, basic skills, and how much better you are at the end of, you know, the 2-day program.
Is there homework assignments? Can people practice some of this at home?
Well,
I mean, not the actual falling off.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We did have to sort of tell people.
Like, yeah, discourage that.
Don't practice this at home. Right. Which you would have thought would have been, you know, common sense, off your horse. But no, you know, we sort of give you some basic exercises and some things to do. But, you know, I sort of always leave the clinic saying, look, play, you know, we stop playing and we start protecting ourselves. And when was the last time you just did you just rolled down a hill? When was the last time you jumped into bed in a tucked position? When was the last time you did a forward roll? If you've ever done a forward roll since you were like 6 years old. So, I think, you know, the homework that we can't do is, you know, say, well, here, you know, go home and do, you know, forward rolls, because you probably don't have gymnastics equipment. Right. And people are like, well, you practice on gymnasts. Well, yeah, of course we do, because you can't. First of all, you're only going to fall once off your horse in that moment, right? You're not going to fall off 15 or 20 times in a row. And if you are, then you need a real conversation with somebody else, not me. And so we do practice on mats so that you can do repetitive rolls, right? If you have a hardwood floor at home, you're only going to want to do one if you want to do one. You know what I mean? So it is a bit of a tricky thing, but we do have people leaving there thinking quite differently.
And, you know, it's interesting, too, because no two falls are exactly the same. They're always going to be a little different, right?
Exactly. And that was one of the arguments early. And I'm like, look, it doesn't matter, but the impact should always be the same. The thought of decelerating the impact, the thought of protecting your head and the neck, the thought of getting away from the fall, those three things should always be there. Your hands should always go up to protect your head. Your chin should always go to your chest. And you should always round your back so you can decelerate the impact the best way you can. That's period, right? That's not up for discussion. That's not, well, that is what you should do. Whether or not you can accomplish those skills, completely different. But at least having those skills, way better.
I was thinking, do you do other sports too, like bicyclists and things like that? Because kind of motorcyclists, all of those kinds.
We've had a bunch of husbands come that mountain bike. That mountain bike. Yep. Yeah, they're like, oh man, I should do this for mountain bike. It's the same thing. And oddly enough, we've had a couple you know, the things that you go when you go across the country. We've had a couple of guys that have come through that are like really good mountain bikers. And they're like, I just came with my wife because I like doing this kind of stuff. And, you know, they're like, this is exactly what they teach us in mountain biking. Let go of the handlebars, get those hands up, get that chin to that chest, right? So it's, you know, look, I didn't reinvent the wheel here. This stuff's been around for hundreds of years, right? Like since the Calvary days, thousands of years. We're not doing anything special. We're not doing anything, you know, creative. We've just made it possible to teach people in a very safe environment, in a very educated way, how to protect yourself in a fall.
Well, you bring a horse tip for them to ride, a fake horse, and there's padding, and it's a whole deal. And if you live in the Oklahoma area, or Norman, Oklahoma, it's coming to my neighborhood, actually right down the road. And one of my friends and listeners of the show, Patty Otto, is putting it on. She's an auditor of ours. And want to thank you for doing that, organizing this. It's at the Cleveland County Fairgrounds in Norman, December 17th and 18th. So you've got a little more time. There's a couple spots left. So if you are interested, you can go, you can send me a message. You can send Patty a message. We'll get it over. LandSafeEquestrian.com is also the website if you want to go check out any of this and see the videos. And thanks to Danny for coming on, and thanks for coming to Oklahoma.
Well, I can't wait to see y'all. Thanks for having me once again, and hope to see everybody.
LandSafeEquestrian.com.
Sentinel is the horse feed trusted by champion equestrians, veterinarians, and world-class breeders. They count on its expertly crafted extruded formulations to meet the specific nutritional needs of their horses. And you can too. Just visit feedsentinel.com/findmyfeed and answer a few questions about your horse, and you'll be guided to the feed that best fits their needs. With Sentinel's full line of 100% extruded feed, you'll find the perfect fit for your horse, no matter their age or activity level. Get started today at feedsentinel.com/findmyfeed. 50-pound feed bags, bulky supplement tubs, and gallon fly spray refills? No problem. At Chewy, every order over $49 ships free, so you can stock up on all of your horse's favorites without the heavy lifting. Order online or in the app and let Chewy deliver everything they need, fast and free, right to your barn so you can spend more time with your horse. Start shopping now at chewy.com/equine.
So we're doing this new kitchen, right? And I said to Jennifer, I joked and said, we should put saloon doors on it. And then she looked at me and she said, where did saloon doors come from? And what the heck is their purpose? Because if you think about it, they don't do a lot, right? They don't keep the snow out. They don't keep the wind out. And then she said, she said, I wonder if they were real or just in movies.
Okay, I'm going to guess.
Okay.
The reason, this is why I always thought they had saloon doors. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to have them.
First, do you believe they were real or just in the movies?
Well, let me tell you what I think. Okay. As I think that anytime you hear somebody's footsteps walking down the, you know, outside the saloon and they're coming in, you have to be able to see the head of the person so you can get your gun ready if you're going to shoot them. So like, you know, black hats are bad guys, white hats are good guys. So you can see if like, who is that coming in? It's John Wayne in a black hat. Uh-oh, guns a-blazing. It's time for some shooting.
But I got to tell you, that is one of the theories right there. You named one of the theories.
Thank you.
Had to be able to see the boots and the hat, the head, the face.
Yep. See the face.
So I looked it up, and basically they said most saloons actually didn't have these doors. There were certain parts of the countries that had the saloon doors, and for everybody, I think, knows what we're talking about. But in the areas where, like in Virginia and those areas, they didn't tend to have them because it was either too cold or too windy or
they had them
whatever.
In Tombstone, Arizona, because it's so dang hot there. You wouldn't want to close the door.
And that was part of the reason they had them.
God, I'm so smart.
They were actually also called cafe doors, which I didn't realize that either. So what would happen was, they had them for a number of reasons. Ventilation was one of the biggest reasons. It was ventilation so that all the cigar smoke and home rolled cigarette smoke would go out the door. So ventilation from the inside out, as well as obviously.
And everybody, nobody ever showered, so probably stunk in there.
Can you imagine how smelly it was? Because
I always think of the women that have to work at the brothels in those movies. Oh, they just must be like, oh my God, put your clothes back on.
If you think about it, they were stinky too, probably. So.
It's all gross. It is true.
It must have been so smelly.
You know, it's funny. Lay in a vat of your own filth and then come in. Okay, we'll give you.
Well, you got to remember the roads were covered in horse poop, and I mean, it's just. Plus, they threw the chamber pots out the window.
There's nothing sexy about the Wild West, I'm going to tell you.
Well, you know
what?
It is so funny because you go to Renaissance fairs, and I did those, obviously, for a number of years. I worked at them, but we all smell good because we took a shower that morning. Can you imagine what those were like? Anyway, so another theory is when you were sitting in a chair at the table, you could actually see under the doors and see your horse tied up to make sure that nobody stole your horse. That was another theory. Other things, the practical things were those doors made it easy for cowboys to come in because a lot of times they would be carrying their rucksacks or their saddle even, so it didn't get stolen. They would actually bring it in with them, so it made it easy to go in and out. And what you don't see in the movies is they said almost all of the saloons had to be able to lock up or people would just go in at night and steal all the booze. So they had doors on the actual doors on the outside that they would close and lock. They took those off for the movies because it wasn't sexy, but they actually did have actual doors that would close and lock. So, and then the other thing was that Hollywood did is the saloon doors in the real saloons back in those days were taller and were just bigger. And they cut them down. They cut them down in size for the movies to make the actors look bigger. So it made John Wayne and Gary Cooper look much more larger and more imposing when they'd come through the door. So that was one of the reasons that Hollywood made this, they intentionally made this, the saloon door smaller. So there you go. There's, now the other reason, the other reason was, and I thought this was fascinating. If you've ever been to Disney World and, you walk down the street and you go by restaurants, you will smell food. And part of the reason is Disney actually pipes odors into the street. Because they found that studies show that you'll go in and buy something if you can smell it, it smells really good. So apparently this was kind of a thing that the saloon owners counted on too, because of those doors, you would hear all the laughter and the music and the sounds and the odors coming from the bar and want to go in as you walked by. Because, you know, the whole range of sins were available at the bar. So there you go.
It's like kind of like in today's world where there's like a club and they make people stand in a line, even though there's plenty of space in the club, but they want everybody to think like, oh my God, this place is popular. It must be happening because there's all those people in line. It's only $20 cover charge. Let's go.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well,
not that I would know about that, but.
Well, I didn't ever wait in line, so whatever.
You were a celebrity. You didn't have to wait in line.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when listeners send in some ads that were interesting, either found on Facebook or Craigslist, although it seems like we're getting almost all Facebook now. And we just have a little bit of fun with them. And what we're going to do, Horse Lovers was kind of busy with Black Friday and stuff to get us new prizes for December. And I told him, look, just forget it. What we're going to do is everybody that has submitted since we did the last drawing is going to go into the drawing for the saddle. So you have your chance of winning your choice of any Wintec saddle. We're just going to put them all in there. And so you have extra entries if you, in fact,
lucky.
Yeah. So I thought we'd do that. Besides, you know, it's up to a $1,500 value. Dressage. That's the most expensive one they have.
Dressage.
So Abby sent the first ad in today. Description. must be on Facebook. Free to a good home. Approximately 25,000 pound pine tree. Approximately 120 foot tall when standing upright. Currently laying on top of my house. Oh my God. New owner must bring equipment to haul away. You'll be the envy of your neighbors with this majestic pine standing in your yard. It will provide absolutely no shade, and the needles that fall off will kill anything growing in your yard. Just imagine the endless hours of raking you'll have to look forward to. We have three other pines and about a dozen oaks. Getting close to retirement and don't feel I can care for all four. We have decided to let this one go, especially since it's already laying down on our house. Please note, this mighty majestic pine lived a long life struggling to compete with the many oaks and palms, and in its waning years came to terms with this and identified as mahogany.
What?
I don't know what that means. That's why it's a bad ad, because I don't know what the end means. I was with them till that point.
Photo of this with this? I want to see a picture of the tree on their house. There's no picture.
Sorry.
That's a bad ad. I don't know what that is. Oh my gosh, this next one is so cute. I can't stand it. I have a thing for white ponies. Okay. English tack for sale and wanted. ISO potato shaped beater saddle with a 15 or 16 inch seat and a set of pony sized polo wraps in neutral color. Picture of mashed potato for attention. I also may have a mashed potato for sale or lease. Oh my God.
You want to describe what the mashed potato looks like?
It's a little fat white pony and it's so cute.
With a much hair. He should be in Alaska with all that hair he's got.
Probably, yeah. It's a pony. That's what they do.
You need a Wintec there, lady. You should have entered. Just saying.
Send her a message, Allie. I want the pony too. I want my own mashed potato.
Hannah sent this one in. Oh, this is going to be fun to read. All right. So no punctuation, nothing. Just
from Arizona Horse Corner, which is a whole lot of entertainment.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think Hannah lives down there. I have a mini Jack and Jenny that need to remove Jenny broke in your pocket. He's not mean, just curious. She may be bred.
What?
I don't know. I'm almost too tired this week to try and even figure them out.
And the Jack is not capitalized, but the Jenny, Jay and Jenny is. Well, and so it seems like it's somebody's name. I have a mini Jack and Jenny.
I've been told all my life that women are more important, and this person respects that.
Well, I mean, they're doing their part. But yeah, Arizona Horse Corner. I remember I lived in Arizona. I was like, I have to leave this. I can't. It's too much even for me. Stephanie sent this one in, and where is Bosk Farms, Glenn?
I have no idea.
Okay. AQHA Sud. AQHA Sud for $12.50. The stud has... Oh, no punctuation. The stud has been used in some junior rodeo, have some arthritis in his knee and doesn't seem to bother him too much. He still does whatever you need him to do. We've used chiropractors on him in the past. He has just been sitting around for a while now, getting new shoes on both horses today. Need to sell both in one shot, but thoroughbred gilding is only good for trail riding. What?
We started with one horse and added another as we got through the paragraph.
At the very end, by the way, there's a third.
I got this
gilding.
Other thing out here.
How come the quarter horse gets to be a stud and the thoroughbred has to be gilded?
They need a battalion to help them with that one. Hey, Bosk Farms is a village in New Mexico, by the way.
Okay, well.
And population, care to guess what the population of Bosk Farms is?
12.
Close, 4,000. And believe me, it looks like, ooh, they have a tractor supply in Bosk Farms. Look, they're big.
Well,
time.
That's how they're feeding their gilding and stud.
It's actually not too far from Albuquerque. So there you go. All those people in Albuquerque, you can get yourself a stud thoroughbred gelding right
a
there.
A stud, AQHA stud, and a thoroughbred gilding.
Debbie sent this one in. By the way, you get double entries if you send it in.
Hey guys, this is Debbie from Southwest Kansas. I'm not sure this technically qualifies as a really bad ad. I just thought it showed a level of creativity based on desperation that really should get it included. It's from a Facebook group, Horse Trailers, Living Quarters Horse Trailers, and it's an In Search Of ad. Oh, Jen, did you and Glenn have sticker shock when you were looking at Living Quarters trailers?
Yes.
Yikes. Tell me what you think. Here goes. I'm looking for a couple on the rocks with a really nice living quarters three horse who are so pissed at each other that one of them wants to get rid of it real cheap to piss the other one off. I'll be here when you're ready. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
And she almost gets triple because it sounded like she got a little accent up in there.
That's funny. You're divorcing, get rid of your horse trailer. I'll come pick it up today and pay you.
You know
cash.
What? You won't sell that thing and make her mad.
Your spouse
I'll take
doesn't
care
even have
it.
To know. We don't have to tell her.
All right.
Lorene sent the next one in. Apparently, she's too lazy to read it herself. I'm just saying. It's another horse trailer. Needs a bit of work, but decent trailer.
No, it's not.
Nice utility trailer to haul anything with ramp door. Single axle with heavy duty loading ramp. No title. Possible trades. $500 firm.
That is not a nice, decent trailer, and it does not need a bit of work. It needs an awful lot of work, including the giant hole it's been kicked in the front of it.
Notice
all
that
the rust.
It does look like it's been kicked from the inside out, the giant hole.
And there's no roof. I love the shadow of the guy taking the picture. I always love that. And then the tumbleweeds that are hiding the tires.
I think he intentionally took those tumbleweeds and put them right against the tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't see the tires at all.
You know what I'm shocked the most about in this whole ad is that there's no title. That's so weird. I can't believe it.
Apparently, some places like Florida, you don't have titles on your trailers.
Well, just don't go out of state lines and you'll be fine. Andrew sent this one in. Andrew, who has the cutest dog in the whole world. That's mine. 15 years old, 4,000. That's the title. Spent a year in training in dressage and show jump, trained for a season in drill, high lines, loads and unloads, perfect baths, clips, regularly seen by barefooter, floated this year.
A barefooter floated the horse this year?
I'm so confused.
It's a dressage jumping horse that
what is drill high lines?
I think that's two separate things. I think they may have done drill, you know, drill where you get to ride around with other horses.
Okay, well, let me just go ahead and make mention once again that punctuation is important.
High lines is where they tie, you know, you can tie them at your trailer on a high line overnight, but I don't know. You're asking.
You're working way too, but see, you shouldn't have to work this hard on an ad.
I'm too tired to deal with this today.
Faye sent this one in. This is Auburn Horse People on the Facebook page, okay, in Luverne, Alabama. For those looking for a true project to show off your round pen horse whisperer talents, I've got one for you free. Must be picked up in Luverne, Alabama, Caspian Mare. Approximately 8 years old, ain't never been handled at all. She's approx 48 in, fat as pig, pig and crafty as they come. She not for a kid unless you don't like your kid. I'll say she'll make someone one heck of a trail mount, as she ain't afraid of anything and is willing to go through anything. Yes, I mean anything. If you need a cheap fence tester, she's the one. If you're not serious, please don't inquire. Owner needs her moved immediately. I'll try and have her in a barn for the easiest loading.
You can't catch her either. That's what that says. Zeus needs a friend. This would be perfect.
If you are looking to show off them horse whisperer talents you got, come on.
Zeus needs a friend. You have horse whisperer talents. You can handle this one.
What, a Caspian mare? What is a Caspian, like the Caspian sea ponies? What is one of those doing in Alabama?
I don't know. Look up Caspian mare while I do Cassidy's, because now you got me curious.
Okay.
All right. So Cassidy sent in the Project Horses in Indiana Facebook page. I get all the mules and donkeys today. Mule broke to ride, shoot off of ride a highway. Let me try that again in case I read it wrong. Mule broke to ride, shoot off a ride a highway. Nope, read it right. Kid broke. I hunt off him with dogs. He dose great goss. Anywhere you point him, he will lead a pack of all dog fast walker. He will lay back behind a pack as well. I have chased coyotes on him, as well as picks all four up mines like a whip, 15 hands loads, and you can saddle him without tying up. He is 10 years old. He laid back, and a great mule, 6K, can own him located in Clay City. I just don't have the energy for this today.
Well, you know what? I'm going to educate you a little bit on the Caspian horse.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So, let me go ahead and tell you that we all need to go to Alabama and get this Caspian. Because, let me tell you why. There are only 1,600 Caspian horses estimated in the entire world, and an estimated 220 of those maybe even dead. So they registered, but they ain't been reported as deceased. Most of them are still in Iran, and the Caspian horse are always in great demand in a price range of $10,000 to $30,000, with most smart ponies selling as high as $50,000. Okay. And so they are small, 10 to 12 hands, and they make the ideal mount for children, and they are very rare and very endangered and very expensive.
Except this one.
Except this one. You know what they did? They were like, we got this great pony. Let me do it in the right accent. So I went to the sale this weekend, and they found this pony, and I got it for $50. And then when I brought it home, we had to chase in the trailer, and I brought it home. You can't touch her for nothing. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and sell her. You know what? What do you think she is? I don't know. Let's look at that coffee table book of horse breeds that we got for Christmas last year, and I'm going to flip through. You know what she resembles is the Caspian pony, okay? I think she's a Caspian. We'll go ahead and put that in the Craigslist ad, and we'll go ahead and put that through, and somebody will want a I've always wanted a Caspian pony. I'm going to come get it.
And the papers are coming. I'll make sure I get the papers to you after you pick up the pony.
But here's the thing, man. She's free. She's a Caspian pony, and she's free. And they're worth like $50,000. So yep. Somebody going to make
put it out
deal.
With Zeus, and you'll never see both of them again, ever. They'll be gone. Mm.
Bye. Mm. You guys have fun. But Danielle sent this. I think this is our last one. Here we go. Oh, God.
It's good. My brain hurts.
Yeah, you couldn't read this.
No, it's, the print's too tiny. I can't read it to begin with.
Trail/town horse, $3,500 in Fairland. Where is Fairland, Glenn?
I'll find that out.
Yes. I got to read. This is so.
This is like a geography lesson every week.
Every week we're going to let you know where things are. Or they let us know that their own particular things are like Luverne. I'm assuming it's Luverne. It's Alabama.
Oh, no. Oklahoma.
Wait. What? Fairland is in Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. And let me see how far it is from you. It's a long way from you. It's all the way on the eastern part of the state.
Okay. So a little closer to Arkansas.
Yes. Gotcha. Correct.
All right. Well, Trail Town Horse, $3,500 in Fairland. Trail Horse, five-year-old. There is the right and wrong horse for everyone. I do love him, but he's not exactly what I'm needing. He ain't quite big enough for what I'm trying to do. I've ridden him 50 plus miles in the last week. mainly next to highways and town, and does well with traffic. I've stood on his back in front of many people, turned around while clapping my hands, and plopped right down on him without him moving. Sold. I am disabled and need more of a sound horse. If you're disabled, what the hell are you doing running up and down, standing on your horse, clapping your hands, and plopping back down the saddle?
I'm not disabled. I couldn't do that.
All right. You're skilled. I've stood on his back right in front of many people, turned around while clapping my hands, and plopped right down on him without him moving. I am disabled and need more of a sound horse. So he's not sound horse to be able to go into town to my medical appointments.
Oh, this is definitely Oklahoma.
My doctor's office, I get it. They got a tie ring right out front. Yeah. In the coming months, That's so confusing. And in the coming months, head across the country. He is a great horse. I've rode him several days now in traffic with only a halter, no bit. He has been trained for years to use a bit.
I'm so confused.
Up to date on shots. Just had him shod on all 4 feet before yesterday. Paint quarter horse Skeldon. For more info, text or call. I'm working with him every day, and the price will continue to go up
as
he learns quickly. And he's a really great horse. Head playful.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Is she selling the horse? Is she buying a horse? Is this horse great? Is he sound? Is he unsound? Is he not use a bit? Does he? It's like she was like, okay, I've got this horse. I need to sell it. All right, I'm gonna work with him. And she works with him for 3 days and then posted an ad about this great horse. I've been riding for a week now. That is not a thing.
I saw this as a guy.
Oh. I always just think girl because I'm a girl.
Yeah, but
so you saw it as a guy.
I saw it a guy writing this one. Yeah.
I looked up Fairland.
Yeah, it's way up in the upper right-hand corner. So he's, you know what? You don't want him. He's not a Caspian.
I do want that Caspian and the mashed potato. Wow, I'm buying a lot of horses off today's ads.
You know, the Caspian, you'll probably get papers eventually, maybe.
Chad, can we have this one right here? Can I have that? He said,
Yeah. I'm sure he's very excited about the fuzzy pony.
I want that one. And then I want this one. And then I'm going to go get me a Caspian pony and then a pink quarter horse I can ride down the road and a halter and traffic and stand up on and clap my hands.
Apparently, we did a best of a couple of weeks ago, a couple of Fridays ago when we were both weren't in. And Jennifer put up one of the interviews that I did with Chad. And oh my God, the comments we got from the focus group on that, they loved it. And apparently, I don't remember this interview, but apparently I interviewed Chad. I don't know if it's a horse husband or what, but you were there and you kept correcting him. And they thought that was hilarious.
Well, I'm just doing my job.
He kept saying things and you was like, oh, that's not the way it happened. So
I'm so surprised that I would do something like that. That doesn't sound like me at all.
No, not at all. So apparently, I don't know. I have to take a look at which interview it was. That was funny. All right. That's it. You know, my head hurts after this. This is just one of those days where the ads just are like, nothing, because they're just that bad.
You all had an assignment?
You came through. You came through today. You came through. All right, everybody. Thank you. You have a terrific weekend. We're not going to do a post show today because I got places to go. I got to go. Got to go take Scooter out. So we'll let you know how that goes on Monday, and then Jamie will let you know how she makes out in the other thing.
You know what I have to do is I have to go down. Just I didn't tell you this earlier. The Dukester, the Duke, the greatest horse of all time, had to go to the hospital yesterday and have some teeth removed. Apparently, he did not appreciate that. So he is currently turned out with little Effie, and I've got to go make a mash. I actually made it this morning, and then I'm going to feed him.
Does the poor guy have any teeth left?
He had some removed. And, they took x-rays of his head.
He's pretty old, isn't he?
So the estimates are between 28 and 30.
I thought he was. I thought he was up there. That's the one I rode, right?
It's kind of old man teeth that work. And so I went to pay the bill, and then the doctor comes out and he's like, well, you know, we may want to revisit in the spring and see about taking some other ones. And I was like, no. He was like, well, I was like, I can't afford to take other ones out. I just got my bill. This is crazy. What? Everything in the world is like quadrupled in price.
Did he try and sell you dentures?
Actually, he ended up cutting my bill down, which is really nice. He's the same vet that did the surgery on Effie. He's like, you need a break.
I just picture this old man. You know, I have this picture in my face of the old man with no teeth.
The Duke's no, he's just has two gone now, but he started chewing hay, and like I would find some like wadded up balls of hay at the in the stall, and apparently that's like to show there's something wrong with you know, the chewing. So I had him, my vet came out to float him, So I pay the trip charge and the sedation and the exam fee. And she's like, oh, these teeth need to come out. I was like, okay. And she's like, I was so like, well,
can I ask what they charge per tooth? Is it the same as people or more?
Oh God. It might be more. I don't know.
Chad's
don't,
right there.
I've never seen my, yeah, that's not. no, it was, they charge $320 a tooth to pull.
That's probably and about the same as people now.
$29. Okay. Like, it popped out. And so that's when he was like, well, I don't think we need to charge her for all both of those. So that was really nice. Actually, because I was like, this is, I don't know. It didn't have to work that hard.
It's funny how some horses too, like Scooter, we were talking about this yesterday. The dentist is coming out for Scooter here in a couple of weeks, because if he gets one little sharp thing and it digs into his cheek at all, he won't eat. One tiny little, he's such a priss that way. He gets one tiny, whereas Nigel, you know, his mouth could be cut to shreds and he'll still eat. But yeah. Scooter, nope. As a matter of fact, right now he's kind of on mash and stuff because he'll only eat the leaves and not the stems. And he literally has one little sharp spot.
Oh, poor little baby. Well, this thing with Duke, I was like, he's dropping the food and all this. And my vet comes out to is all the things. And then I was like, okay, so we're going to pull the teeth. She was like, no. I don't pull teeth. You're going to have to take them to the hospital. I was like, well, then why are you here?
Do they put them out for that, or they just, you know, numb it?
Well, he's too old to lay down, and yeah. They were asking about that. I was like, no, just if you can't get them, don't get them, but do what you can. And he was able to get them out. He said,
can you imagine what kind of pliers they use to pull a horse's tooth?
Yeah, they're ginormous.
Jeez. I know the ones they pull human teeth with are big, but that's ridiculous.
And then he, of course, you know, they put the in a pill bottle. They put the teeth, the two teeth in the pill bottle. And I picked it up and I was like, oh, my God, it's so heavy. It's like really
you
going
to make a necklace out of them?
Totally.
He or are you going to add them to a bone box, which we got a lot of comments on, too. The other
I know. Who wants them? Because he was like, you may not want to open this thing in a day or two. I was like, why? He goes, it's gonna stink. Like, I'll probably just toss them, but thank you for saving them for me. Like, it's my like child or something. So, if any of you want Duke's teeth, I'll mail them to you. No problem.
I guess people must keep them. I wouldn't want them, but then I don't collect bone boxes either. Yeah.
Somebody will want them, hun.
I can't believe the reaction we got off of those subscription services on Wednesday. We had so many comments about that.
I still want the Apaca box.
Oh, did you get it for Chad?
No, it's too expensive.
Was it? It was like $50 a month, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's like every it was kind of like it wasn't as exciting as I was hoping. It was like
it wasn't
like a chiseled, you know, somebody made a knife out of like a axe handle. I can apocalypse prep myself for the zombies.
Have you tried any of the food that's sitting in your emergency shelter?
No, I actually wanted to take it camping, but when you open it, it's open. So I didn't, but I will.
All right, I want to know how the dehydrated stuff tastes.
Beef stew, baby.
You know, you know what we should do? We should do a tasting of that on the show one day. I'll order some of the similar stuff that he got, and we'll do a tasting on the show one day. You can do the vegetarian. Oh, they probably don't make vegetarian.
There's no vegetarian food in the whole thing. That was the whole thing. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to die. Although I did realize that we're on a well, and if the world ends, we're going to have water to make this food, yet...
Yeah, and you need electricity to make
electricity.
So you need that generator, the whole house generator. That's next.
Yeah, that's $10,000.
Oh, that's coming next. Right with the next batch of food. I'm going to order some and send it to you, and then we're going to taste this. I'll find a vegetarian version of the apocalypse food, and I'll send it to you.
To be fair, it's actually all vegetarian because it's not real meat.
That's true.
It's not. I looked at the
I wonder if they make tofu apocalypse food. We should find out.
Freeze-dried tofu.
All right, I'm sending it to you. We're going to do this before Christmas. We'll have we haven't done a tasting in a while on this show.
No, I'm okay.
Since
I'm
Nutella.
Good. We don't have to do this.
Oh, no, we're doing it now. You got me talked into it. Hey, look, that crap stuff you eat all the time now worked out from Australia.
That's true.
What was that called?
Well, it's the British version, the Marmite.
Marmite, that's right.